More than 2 million public sector workers are due to walk out on Wednesday in protest at pension reforms. The Prime Minister's criticised unions for ordering the action while talks are ongoing.
It is wrong to strike and close so many classrooms and so many essential services, but it is being done on the basis of these turnouts. Just one quarter of Unison members voted to strike. Just 23% of those balloted at Unite voted in favour.
Meanwhile, immigration officials working overseas have been asked if they'll return to the UK to keep ports and airports running next week. In other news, mums-to-be who want to have a caesarean, even if there's no medical need, can now have one. It's after a change in the official guidelines. But fertility expert Lord Winston says a natural birth is probably better.
I think the evidence is that bonding is probably most effective after a natural childbirth. And of course, there are many, many women who have caesarean sections of necessity who have a perfect relationship with their baby. But overall, if you took a large number of women, I think you'd find natural childbirth is a very good start.
A court has heard how a mum of two microwaved a 10-week-old kitten to death. Prosecutors say Gina Robbins from Torquay was angry after her boyfriend was reported to the police. She denies being involved and the case continues. Specialist dogs have been brought in to help find the body of Kate Prout, who was murdered by her husband. Police are searching millionaire Adrian Prout's former farm at Red Marley in Gloucestershire for the third day after widening the search area. Yet another report has been highly critical of how England cares for its elderly. Equality and Human Rights Commission found patients are routinely neglected and in the worst cases physically abused. And Lewis Moody has described leaked reports into England's Rugby Union World Cup failure as deeply disappointing. Moody admits he made mistakes as captain, but insists that he never put money ahead of rugby.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, you are listening to Gabby on Drive. And so I just had a very, very funny moment indeed with Michelle Ward. It was a bit hilarious. I started panicking indeed because the studio speakers have gone. So we're already a little bit, things don't quite feel normal when things aren't working as usual here at Phoenix. And then I couldn't hear anything through the headphones, and so I quickly grabbed Michelle. It was all quite exciting. I was banging on the window. Everyone in the Baytree Centre's like, yes, she's finally lost the plot. Anyway, you are listening to Gabby on Drive, whether you like it or not. I am with you until 6 o'clock. Coming up very shortly on my show indeed is going to be Jane Miles. She's joining me from the Brentwood Bells WI to tell me all about that wonderful group, all of the things that they get up to and everything like that. She might even be able to tell me how it all started. That's what I'd like to know. How did it all begin? Fantastic group that we have here in Brentwood for people to... It's not really a group, in fact. It's more of a... There are so many people, they have members of the Brentwood Bells. Anyway, I'm also going to be bringing you regular travel updates and some local events as well. So good reasons to stay tuned, plus a little bit of my own stuff as always. No doubt something to do with either food or mood, health in general, maybe a bit of exercise and well-being information. If you want to get in touch with me today, please do so. You can email me here in the studio. It's radio@phoenixfm.com. You'll find me on Facebook. My name is Gabriella Clark, and you'll also find me on Twitter. My name is Mindful2Move. So please do get in touch if you want to. And as I say, stay tuned. I'm going to bring you some travel updates, but don't forget, shortly I'll be speaking to Jane Miles from the Brentwood Bells WI.
Can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. You and me hang on now. Losing my head to get around and round. You and me now. Well, I got taste of your lips. I'm on the rain. You're toxic. I'm slipping away. Taste of a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you. Did you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do. Did you know that you're toxic? It's getting late to give you up.
FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in North Benfleet in the roadworks area. Also, slow traffic on the A1016 Waterhouse Lane in both directions in Chelmsford at the Beaches Road Junction in the roadworks area, and slow traffic on the B1137 Springfield Road in Chelmsford at the A1099 Victoria Road Junction. Ongoing roadworks, don't forget the Wash Road in Brentwood is closed in both directions between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. Temporary traffic lights and roadworks still on the A1023 Chelmsford Road in Shenfield between the A12 Junction and the Oliver Road Junction. Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction because of roadworks, diversions in operation. And also Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction because of roadworks, diversions in operation there as well.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Here's a festive message from everyone at SafeStyle UK.
You've got 10 days and counting to get our latest deal. Energy-saving windows and doors, all fitted free. You'll be delighted. And you can save 60%. Get a move on and call now.
now
for your free quote from your friends at SafeStyle UK.
Yes, you have just 10 days to get a massive 60% off our lovely double glazing. Don't miss out. See safestyle.co.uk or call 0800 106 107.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
This Thursday, the 24th of November at 7 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. there's a free seminar on paying for care at the Ashar Grange Care Home, Outwood Common Road in Billericay. Specialists in care fees planning will explain the legal framework of paying for care, the options available and contributions you may be entitled to. There will be cheese and wine afterwards and the event's free. If you need any more information, call 01277 658 529 or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events for more.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Coming up just after the song by The Fixers is going to be Jane Miles from the Brentwood Bells WI. And I'm going to be chatting to her all about the Brentwood Bells WI and no doubt some other things as well, seeing as I am very, very good at going off the subject.
We got a small detachment by the sea.
Was The Fixers. Now, joining me in the studio here at Phoenix 98 FM is the lovely Jane Miles. She's coming in today. Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good, good. I'm just checking that your microphone's working, but it does seem to be. And you are from, well, you're not just from, you're obviously far more than just from the Brentwood Bells WR. I'm sure there's lots of other activities that you do. Well, I hope there is anyway, because I'd probably say you're a bit sad.
yes,
so, but that's what you've come to talk to me about today, Jane. So, first of all, my first question to you was going to be, where did the Brentwood Bells WI come from? What gave birth to it?
Well, last summer, a couple of our ladies, Sam, who was our initial president, and Pat, one of our vice presidents, and some of their other friends, they had been hearing about the WI from Sam's mum, and they decided that they thought it would be a great idea, because in Brentwood they felt that there was something needed for women to kind of get together as part of the community, work together, learn together, just have fun together. And because of Sam's links with the WI, they thought starting a WI branch would be a really good idea. So they did that last summer. I happened to meet Sam at some swimming lessons at Brentwood School, and she found out that I was into helping with things like NCT and things like that, so she thought I might be interested in joining, which I was.
Right.
And we held an initial formation meeting in October last year, and at that meeting we were expecting maybe about 30 people, and we ended up with 96 people interested in joining. And by our first proper meeting, we were full with 120 members, which is the fire limit in the hall, so we can't go any further than that.
Right.
So it was absolutely amazing. We were completely overwhelmed. We thought we might get to 50 within the first year, but there was obviously such a need for something like that for ladies to do in the Brentwood area, that we doubled and more the number of ladies that we thought we were going to get.
And just remind me, how long ago was this?
That was only a year ago.
That was
1 year ago, yes.
So the Brentwood Bells WI was only formed a year ago?
Yes, that's right, yes. We've just had our first birthday.
I didn't realise. I thought perhaps it had been around for years, but perhaps that's because it is attached to the name WI.
That's right, yes.
So that was going to be the next thing that I wanted you to bring into our discussion, about what the WI is and how the Brentwood Bells is different from a just the WI?
Well, the WI is it was formed in 1915, with its aims being to educate women, give them the chance to learn new skills, and also for us to be able to campaign on local issues. Initially, it was all related to the war effort in 1915, and now obviously things have progressed, and it's all about inspiring women to be able to make more of opportunities for themselves. And they've got over 7,000 branches, and they've got over 210,000 members in the UK. The Brentwood Belles, I think, especially since things like Calendar Girls and things like that, there's been a bit of a resurgence of interest in the WI, and you get a real mix of WIs across the UK. And when Sam was first thinking of setting this up, an inspiration for her was a branch in London called the Shoreditch Sisterhood, which is run by the lead singer of the frontman of the Clash. Run by the daughter of the lead singer, sorry, of the Clash. And a lot of their, majority of their ladies are aged 30 to 40 career ladies. And so I think ours is maybe different from the traditional perception of the WI, in that our ages range from 25 to 75. So we have a real mix. We have ladies who have their own businesses. We've got ladies who work in the city. We've got ladies who are at home with children. We've got ladies who are retired. We've got a real mix of different people in there. Yeah. And I think that makes it so interesting. And it's great to meet all those different people.
So is there just a kind of, I don't like to say run of the mill, but is there a sort of WI in Brentwood that's separate?
There's lots of WIs in Brentwood.
Oh, there are.
There's different ones in different areas.
Oh, okay.
And they all meet at different times of the day. So if you want one that's in the morning, you'll be able to find one that's in the afternoon. There's a Shenfield one, a Hutton one, a Homesteads one, a Doddinghurst one, an Ingrave one. There's a new one in Ingrave that's started up that's similar to the Brentwood Belles and bases itself in the evening as well. And people would be able to contact us for us to be able to put them in touch if they wished.
Right. And so why would someone be why would someone be more likely, more drawn to want to join the Brentwood Belles WI than just one of the other smaller WIs?
I think they've all got their own
around
personalities, and so it very much depends what you're after, and different ones will have different focuses. Ours, we kind of tagged ourselves as WI for the modern woman, I guess ours is slightly different because it's so large as well, whereas some people might prefer a slightly smaller, more intimate group, because some of the WIs might only have 20 ladies. I don't know, I haven't been to the other WIs, so I don't know how we might vary to them. I guess ours is, I could tell you some examples of things that we've done this year. We've had a lip balm making session, we've done Zumba and Tai Chi, we had Baroness Dean from who led one of the SoGET Union during the Wapping strikes. She came and talked to us and then invited us all for a lovely afternoon tea at the House of Lords in return, which was rather fabulous.
Wait,
of her.
What, invited you all?
As many of us as wanted to go. There was 25, I think, went in the end.
Really?
Yes, yeah, which was absolutely fantastic.
Wow, did you go?
I couldn't go, no, because I'd had an operation.
Oh,
so
did you? What would
go.
You have
I
gone?
I would love to have gone.
Really?
Harry was amazing. She'd organised a special room for us and everything, to have an exclusive room, and she came and joined
gesture.
Everybody for tea as well.
Oh, that's really nice.
So, I mean, it was fabulous. We have a lot of variety. I mean, we did things, we had a silly royal wedding quiz one time, and then another time we had a more serious evening, which was all about the Women's Refuge and the work of them, because that's the local group that we support to help them. We provide donations of clothing and things like that.
Oh, okay.
So it's quite a varied group of ours, I guess.
So do you mind speaking about the Women's Refuge?
I can't really give any details about them.
What sort of, are they a charity?
It's a local group. Yes, I think they have charitable status. It's a local group that if there are any women who are suffering in need of support, then you can find them quite easily if you look online and you contact them, and they will be able to provide you with whatever support you need.
And that's what you support?
Yes, we support them. We provide them with donations of clothing, children's clothing as well, toiletries, Christmas presents, Easter eggs.
That's really nice that you support that as well. That's brilliant. You're doing a bit of charitable work at the same time.
Yes.
Right, I obviously want to talk to you more about the Brentwood Bells WI, so I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to be speaking to Jane again on some other questions I'd like to ask her. Here's Robbie Williams. Come over here, now scream. then that was Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You. Still joining me in the studio is Jane Miles from the Brentwood Bells WI. We have been chatting about how it all started, its links to perhaps, I don't know how to word it, perhaps more traditional or smaller groups of WIs in Brentwood, and what kind of differentiates the Brentwood Bells. I think you said, Jane, it's for the, you kind of differentiated your group by saying that it's for the modern woman.
Yes, I think some of the other groups are as well, but I guess we're different in that most of the groups tend to be during the day and we're an evening group.
Yeah, so if you're working till quite late, then sorry, I'm saying come a bit closer to the mic. Sorry. I tried to do a little bit of body language, yeah, but it didn't work. Going, so I just had to say, she's thinking, what? I'm making funny gestures.
I thought you're waving at me.
Yeah, you're like, okay, she's really lost the plot now. So can you tell me about some of the national campaigns that are going on?
Yes, the WI has always been known for campaigning on various subjects. One of the ones that we've been known for recently is the Cool campaign, which is country of origin labelling, to make sure that the correct country of origin is actually on the label of things. At the moment we're doing Love Your Libraries, which is lobbying the government to prevent it from the proposed closure of up to 20% of our libraries.
Right.
And they have plans for a national day to help campaign about this on the 4th of February next year. There's also Legal Aid Lifeline. There's been a report out recently making suggestions for changes to the legal aid system, which would remove some of the...
I think I've heard some of this.
Yeah,
it's been in the news, hasn't it?
Yeah, and for some ladies, legal aid... the access to legal aid provides them with safety and protection. That's all they've got.
Otherwise, they just couldn't even. I don't think they could do anything.
No, exactly. And it makes it. And the proposed changes would make it so much harder for them to be able to access legal aid, and therefore make it a lot harder for them to be able to deal with the situation they find themselves in.
Yeah.
So it's those kind of things. It's very much looking at women's rights, and it's campaigning about things both in the UK. Also, there's campaigns to do with maternity rights in third world countries and things like that as well.
Oh, wonderful. That all sounds good. So how does it, in what ways does the WI support these campaigns? What does it do, you know?
Well, it's all from the National Federation of Women's Institutes, which is based in London, and they lobby the government and they lobby relevant businesses to try and get their point across to MPs, to try and push through changes in government. So it actually has quite a serious amount of influence, much more influence than people may realise when it comes to that level.
Oh,
and
right.
It gets and their opinion gets listened to.
It does get
as well.
Heard.
If you remember Tony Blair's slow hand clap by the WI when he went and spoke to them, I believe it was at their national conference, and they didn't like what he was saying, so they all just sat there and gave him a slow hand clap.
Oh, I see. So the WI actually, the national WI meets, it has a conference.
Yes, you send one delegate from we're all broken up into smaller groups, and one delegate goes from each of those smaller groups to a national conference.
Really?
Does
one go from the Brentwood Bells WI?
We take turns with three other groups.
Okay.
And we will get a chance to go, but I think next year is one of
the other
groups.
Is that because you only need one person for
Brentwood? That's right.
Brentwood.
There's also 7,000 of them, so if you had a delegate from each of the 7,000 branches, you'd need a very big conference venue.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd do it, actually.
I'm not sure.
How many people do meet at the conference, though?
I would imagine it would be a good couple of thousand.
Really?
Yes, wow. I've not been.
No.
But they,
maybe
they meet at the Royal Albert Hall.
You never know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it can't be more than the Royal Albert Hall seat.
Yes. Yeah.
So there you go. And I also, I've forgotten the other, oh yes, what are you getting involved with in the festive season, or nothing? Are you all Scrooges?
No. We've just had a fabulous evening last week, which was called Keep Christmas Calm, and we had some of our local Crown Street businesses. We had the hair company there, and they were showing everybody how to do the absolutely stunning hairstyles. It was really good. We had a makeup artist there showing makeup. We had some of the ladies demonstrating these gorgeous sausage rolls, mincemeat, how to make slow gin chocolate, damson vodka, beautiful table decorations. It was just a real kind of let's try make Christmas easy for you. And the point with all of those things were this is easy to do. On Friday, very excitingly, we've been allocated one of the six trees, Christmas trees at Hyde Hall in Essex that they've been allocated for the Essex Federation of WIs, and we've been allocated one of those, and we will be decorating that on Friday morning. And we've had to make all our own decorations, and we're only allowed to use recycled items and items that can be recycled again. So we've used Hoover filters to make baubles, we've used dustbin liners, we've used bobbins.
What did you do? Get together to do this?
Yes, yeah. When we've got something on like that, like we made all the bunting for the Strawberry Fair as well. So we had a bunting evening where we all got together in a room in a local pub and made it all. And that's what we did with the Christmas decorations as well.
How many
but there's a couple of
together?
The ladies who are particularly talented, and they've made most of it at home. I have to say, Sam and Margaret have been doing an amazing job. Margaret's been making these gorgeous baubles out of CDs.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. So clever.
You can be creative as well. And being creative has a very therapeutic effect as well.
Yes, definitely. They're very calm ladies, those two.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, well, as soon as you put... I've had quite a few craft people in on as my guests on Phoenix. And I think putting your hand to something so that people do actually get the chance to do that at the Brentwood Bells WI as well.
Yes, we have a craft group, we have a book club, and we have a walking group as well. And the craft group make some really cool things. I have to say, they were decorating baubles last time.
So you can kind of choose what thing you want to, you know, get involved
yes,
with.
Yes, exactly. You can do as little or as much as you like. Oh, so you can just come to the monthly meetings, like the next monthly meeting. We've got the local young British stage magician of the year, Oliver Ward, coming to do us some magic. He was at one of the tweet-ups that we were at. That's where you might have seen him.
Brentwood Bells is actually on Twitter. Could you just give everyone your details for...
Yes, it's at Brentwood Bells.
There you go. And I'm following them. So if anyone's following me, they can have a look at who I'm following, and they'll find the Brentwood Bells as well.
We're also on Facebook.
Yes, other ways of getting in touch.
Well, facebook.com/ the Brentwood Bells WI.
Yep.
And also local web expert Laurie Edmonds, who's on our committee as our webmistress, and she's organised a fantastic new website for us, which has just gone live, which is www.thebrentwoodbellswi.co.uk.
Oh, really? Okay,
yes,
fantastic. Right. I need you to... you're going to have to write all of those down now.
Okay.
So that I can update my blog with all of the information.
Oh, lovely.
So is there any room? Is there any room at the Brentwood Bells WI?
Well,
because when I asked you the first time, which is going back, it's going back a couple of months now,
yes.
And there wasn't any.
No,
so
we have had a waiting list of 40, I have to be honest. However, it's renewals time of year, and it was only our first year, so we won't be to everybody's taste, and that's fine, and some people will drift away. So in January, what we'll be doing is going back to the waiting list, and we'll be going through that, and we reckon quite a few of those ladies will get the chance to join. So if you're interested, if people email us at info@thebrentwoodbellswi.co.uk, then we can let them know in January whether we've got any places for them.
Okay.
And it's only £31.50 a year, which is a complete bargain for what you get to do.
And one last question. Because you're restricted by the capacity of the hall.
Yes.
120. Have you ever thought that perhaps... you might change location?
We might do. We haven't found anywhere that's quite right yet.
Yeah.
Because where we are at Southwell Parish Hall, there's catering easily there. And Yes.
Yeah, and I can imagine that it's kind of about the price range that you're looking at as well.
You
go to another venue and you need catering as well, it's not going to be a
catering. No, we do our own catering, but we need to have a kitchen kind of right there so that we can serve everybody, whether it's tea and coffee. Sometimes it's sparkling wine, and sometimes it's cocktails and mulled wine. And
oh, wonderful.
Varies. Lovely.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I will update my blog. So that's the one last thing you've got to do before you go, Jane. Don't think of running off. I know you've got children to get, but seriously, you need to write these things down for me. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And take care. Bye.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in North Benfleet in the roadworks area. Also, you'll find in Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the B1137 Springfield Road at the A1099 Victoria Road Junction in the roadworks area. The Ongar Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. And the High Street in Brentwood is busy but moving eastbound at the B185 Kings Road Junction. Don't forget the Wash Road is closed between the Lower Road Junction and the Prospect Way Junction because of bridge maintenance work. Temporary traffic lights and roadworks on the A10 23 Chelmsford Road in Shenfield between the A12 Junction 12 Junction and the Oliver Road Junction. Major roadworks on the A13 in South Benfleet at the Saddlers Farm roundabout. Narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour on the M25 in both directions between Junction 29 and Junction 30. Fairfield Rise in Billericay is closed at the Tyne Common Road Junction because of roadworks diversion in operation, and also Oakhurst Drive in Wickford is closed at the Navenden Road Junction because of roadworks. Again, diversion is in operation.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Phoenix FM.
From drama to comedy to modern musicals,
you can experience all of this right on your doorstep at Brentwood Theatre. Call 01277 200 305 or visit brentwood-theatre.org. Brentwood Theatre, a great...
Mum, I want to talk to you about the things you've packed to take to your new care home tomorrow.
Yes, darling?
Well, you've packed your dancing shoes.
That's right, darling. They have all sorts of entertainment at Anisha Grange and I want to be ready to party.
Well, what about these dirty old gardening gloves?
For the gardening club, darling. They have raised beds so I don't have to bend and hurt my knees. I'm going to grow my famous tomatoes.
Right. Well, can you tell me why you've packed this popcorn machine?
No, don't be silly, darling. That's for the cinema there.
Anisha Grange in Billericay will offer exceptional residential, nursing and dementia care from September. To view the show suite, call 658 529 or visit hallmarkcarehomes.co.uk.
You sound lonely.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Thursday the 24th of November to Saturday the 26th at 8pm, a streetcar named Desire is going to be presented by the Kites Theatre Group at the Brentwood Theatre. It's a classical play of clashing social classes. What a tongue twister and heat. It's £12 to go along, £10 for concessions. Call the box office on 01277 200305 or have a look at our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events for more details and lots more events to go to.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock, whether you like it or not, I'm afraid. I'm going to be bringing you some more events and some more travel updates and some other stuff, of course. A massive thank you to my guest, Jane Miles, coming in to talk about the Brentwood Bells WI. I have been truly educated about this group, and it sounds fantastic. I am 24. I've just given away my age on the radio. Oh dear, what a shame. And I think their youngest member is 25. So perhaps it might be something I can join when I'm 25. I don't know if it is open to anyone. I should have asked Jane that, or if I do have to wait until I'm 25, but it's definitely up my street. Most of my a lot of people think I'm too old for my age, but you know what, I think I'd rather be this way.
Me up.
I guess who we were.